The Pyre Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Pyre Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepyremall.com. That's thepyremall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay from the Pyre Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Pyre Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Pyre Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Hour radio show. My name is Joyce, aka Power Hour J. I'll be your guest host for the show today, but I do have a wonderful guest that's joining me, Ron Sally. He is the creator of the fabulous Miracle Skin products. We will be discussing his products, the Helon and the Lamb Cream. Ron Sally, are you there?
I am, Jerry.
Hi. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't spoke to you for a while, Ron.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You sound like a teenager, so what are you taking?
Bless your heart, Ron, because I just keep getting older and older. Ron here is one of our guests that we've been having on the Power Hour radio show. Ron, I've been doing this 17 years.
Great Lord, it's been that long?
It has been that long.
And I didn't know we were that old.
Yes. And I do remember us bringing your products, but Joyce Riley put you up to the test. Do you remember Stephanie that worked with us, and she had eczema all up and down her arm?
I surely remember.
She had it for so going through high school as a young child, and she started working with us at the Power Mall. And I remember Joyce telling you, if you want us to carry your products, send us the Lamb Cream and let's see what it does. Do you remember that?
I do.
And?
I saw the before and after pictures of this young lady, and we were just delighted at how it helped.
That was the Lamb Cream, yes. And so Joyce said after that, that's it. I'm sold. It worked. I mean, whatever happened, the girl no longer had the eczema up and down her arm. It was so terrible. She was just so happy. Ron, I want to take just a minute and share something that recently happened in my life. And it involves the Helon. I know you have a lot of testimonies, but this one was just dear to my heart because it just happened recently. And I'm going to read this to you. Let me make sure I can get through it without crying. Okay. I received a phone call from my brother, Bobby. At the same time, a picture was being sent to me by his wife. Looking at the picture, I asked my brother, what is going on? It's a picture of with my brother with one side of his face, neck, and shoulder. Ron is burnt. It's burnt. Okay. He went on to tell me he had gone outside at 5 in the morning, this particular morning, to start burning their trash in the burn pile. They live in the country, so, you know, this is how they take care of their trash. He got the fire started, then went to get away from the area. He tripped and fell into the fire on just one side of his body. He was able to pick himself up out of this, but not, you know, before sustaining significant burn to the side of his face, neck, and shoulder. So here I am, I've got him on the phone, and his wife sent me this picture, and the pictures will be posted at thepowermall.com because you just won't believe this. While on the phone, I asked him, I said, have you gone to the hospital yet? Are you going? He said, no. I was like, well, why not? He said he was not a fan of hospitals simply because in 2021, our brother went to the hospital for a flu bug. You know, this was during COVID. And ended up being told he had COVID. Then the next thing we knew, he was being put on a ventilator. Well, you know what happened after that.
Of course. So
my brother, he did not want to go to the hospital. But I told him, you know, he had this fear. He told me, he says, I don't want to go. I won't be coming home. I said, okay, get that out of your head. Go to the hospital. You know, you could get infections. So he did. He went on to the hospital.
The first week, he was in and out a few times of the hospital. When I was finally able to get away, we don't live in the same town, so I had to travel. I had a full bottle of Helon here at home. Ron is always one of these that's calling me, "Hey, Jay, what you need? Can I give you something?" Don't you, Ron?
Absolutely.
So I had this full bottle of Helon here at home. Look at, you know, when I went to see him, I cried just to see his face. It's not his whole face, just half of it. So I told him, I said, "I want you to go take a shower, take a washcloth." And we slowly started getting some of that dead skin off. Then we started to apply the Helon. And, you know, with the Helon, shake the bottle, put just a little bit on your fingertip, rub it in. A little bit goes a long way. So there we rubbed it on the side of his face, his neck, his ear, his nose, down the neck, down the shoulder. So I had him to do this twice a day. We're getting off the dead skin. Then we're applying the Helon twice a day. What's absolutely amazing, Ron, just prior to this, the doctors were evaluating on whether to do a skin graft. But once we started using the Helon, and my brother also, I want to throw this in, he said it really helped with pain management. Can you imagine? He was in pain so bad that they did want to keep him because they said it affected his blood pressure and his heart rate. But no, you know, he went home. He wasn't staying. So then the doctor decided, the doctor told him literally, "We're not going to have to do a skin graft, but someone is surely looking out for you." It was already looking so much better. And Ron, it's been three and a half weeks since this happened. He sent me a recent picture, which we'll post so everyone can see it at the Power Mall. There's not even any scarring, Ron. The burn is gone. It's healed. And there are no scars.
Know who to thank. I'm just the delivery boy.
I tell you what, Ron, I want to, and that's why I had requested to do an interview with you, because I wanted to thank you personally. I cannot imagine what the alternative he would have gone through if we had not had this bottle of Helon. Are you surprised?
All right, Jay, that's kind of you.
Are you surprised that it worked so well?
Not really. But that was I saw the pictures. That burn was really bad.
Yeah. I didn't know if you saw the pictures or not.
I did. You sent them to me.
And did you see the last one where?
I did.
Yes. Doesn't that look amazing?
I absolutely did. We've helped with so many burns. Honest to God. And going way back there, Joyce got involved in it. She had some kind of a problem with her joints. Fingers, I can't remember what it was, and she used Helon on there, and she called me personally one day, and she said, "Listen to this," and I heard this snapping, and she's like, "I snap my fingers." I couldn't do that before I used Helon. That was a long time ago, Jay.
Yes, yeah. We're going back 17 years, Ron. It's
amazing. She sent me, I've got it on my dining room table. She sent me this globe lamp that's a salt dome, came from, I don't know, some way different foreign country.
Himalayan
salt.
Turned
that only once a while and say a little prayer for Joyce. But that was so kind of her. Everybody at the Power Hour has been very kind to us.
Well, and you give it right back because knowledge is power, and your product is very, very powerful. I was looking up just some of the ingredients. It's got apricot kernel oil, vegetable glycerin, which moisturizes your skin. It's got coconut oil. Coconut oil moisturizes dry skin. And it also has effects of, you know, for acne, inflammation. and it can keep your skin hydrated.
Right.
And that must be what really happens when there's no scarring, because I guess perhaps it's just keeping the skin hydrated. So the new growth, it's a miracle, Ron. It's just a miracle, I tell you.
Well, it heals from the bottom to the top, and it does it pretty fast, really. And that's the secret to the healing process.
It's amazing. Have you had any other burn recipients that have talked about the Helon?
Oh, sure. In fact, I've looked at a picture here. I don't know if I ever sent it to you or not, but there was a doctor in Evansville, Indiana. This goes way back. This is dated August 14, 2005. This guy came into his office, and he had this...
Did I lose you, Ron? All right. Anyway, we lost Ron for just a few minutes. We're going to continue to try and get him back on. Sometimes this is live talk show radio, so we'll just go through some of the other ingredients I talked about. Is that you, Ron?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's okay. That's okay. I got quiet all of a sudden. I'm like, where did Ron go?
It's part of life. Anyway, I don't know if you have these pictures or not, but this guy was burned beyond. But he'd used some kind of a lawn thing that he was using to take care of grass or something like that. Anyway, it exploded on his face, and the doctor said, man, I can't help you. You need to go to a plastic surgeon. He said, I don't have insurance for it. He said, well, I have this stuff here. It's Helon. We'll give it a try. So after 3 weeks, and I've got the before and after photos, this guy came back and his face is perfect.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
So we're so blessed with this. Do we help so many people? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I know it's been 17 years, but have you been, when did you first start making and creating the Helon and the Lamb?
Oh, a long time ago. Helon, let's see, I think I developed that in 1989.
Oh, my.
Long time ago. And then if I'm not mistaken, in 2004, maybe 2008, I can't remember, we did the Lamb cream. And Lamb was developed for horses that had laminitis. And they get a disease in the hoof that exfoliates the hoof, and when they put their, I'm starting to say paw, when they put their hoof down, there's a thing up in there called the, some kind of bone, coffin bone, that goes up inside and the horse can't put their foot down. So every vet says, got laminitis, put it down. So I developed this product, Lamb Cream, for laminitis. And we have eliminated so many horses being put down, we can't count them.
Joyce used to always call it like a miracle. Do you remember that?
Yeah. She did.
The Lamb Cream. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've come a long way with this staff, and it helps virtually everything it touches. And we've got truck drivers that carry it around with them in their pockets, or they put it in a glove box whenever they get any kind of a problem, including hemorrhoids, which I don't like to talk about, but they get burns and scrapes and cuts and bites. But the main thing is that they use it for hemorrhoids.
That's a good thing to know, though, because I know they have those.
It's a good thing to talk about, but it's a good thing to know.
Well, and they have those hemorrhoid creams in the supermarkets, but... You know, if you're anything like me, I don't want to try things like that. I don't know what else is in them. And all of your products are just herbs, right?
Oh, yeah. They're all natural. I mean, you can virtually, I take a few drops of it internally every once in a while. And my CPA back in Denver a long time ago called me one day and he said, I went to my dentist and my dentist accused me of going to somebody else. And I said, why is that? He said, because my gums are completely healed. I said, so what'd you do? He said, I'm brushing with it. And I said, with what? He said, the Helon. I said, don't you, the labels, you know it says for external use only. He said, I don't care. It solved the problem.
Oh, my. I don't think I've ever heard you tell that story, Ron.
Well, I put a few drops on my toothbrush, not every day, but every other day, I would say.
Wow. We are learning something.
I have
something.
Zero gum problems.
Right. What other things can you think of that the Helon is good for?
Oh, great Scott. There's a list here I can't even count for
stitches.
Brown recluse spider bites. Nothing works on a brown recluse spider bite like this stuff does. Because when that venom hits the skin, it starts to rot the skin away, and it does it fast. And it leaves a tremendous crater. But when they get this Helon on there right away, it goes the other way. It just reverses it.
Right.
And some of the other things are surgeries. When the sutures come out, you can't put it on with the sutures because it'll heal those sutures into the skin. The people put it on their, I won't call it a wound, they put it on the cut, and they just healed up with hardly any scarring, if any at all. So every mom should have some Helon in their purse or in the glove box for their kids, because they're always going to get scraped.
I agree with you, Ron. I totally agree. We had a customer of ours. He was involved in a car accident, and he had to have stitches from like his waist all the way down to his ankle on one side.
Wow.
So he had stitches, and he called and ordered the Helon. He says, "I'm going to try it." And he sent pictures, and just progressing week by week. It was like 3 weeks, and there again, just kind of like my brother's face. There was, you couldn't even tell he had stitches. And this was from the waist all the way down to the ankle.
Oh, wow.
That he had surgery. And, I mean, after all these years, these are just so wonderful to hear, you know, what the product has done for different people. And if anyone out there has a story to share with us, while everyone is listening, you're welcome to call and give a testimony if you have one. We would sure like to hear from you. There you go. Knowledge is power. So the more we educate people and let them have, you know, informed decisions, the better off our lives are. My brother, I talked to him last night, and I told him I was going to be talking to you today, and he specifically wanted me to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of his heart. He was afraid too. He was, you know, he's like, what am I going to look like after this? I said, we're just putting the heel on and we're praying. And he just looks like new, shiny
all
new
right.
face.
Well, I have to say the prayer is a whole lot stronger than the heel on. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing that I was thinking about, we've had some people that had brown recluse. I don't know if I told you this before, brown recluse spider bites. Did we talk about this before?
I'm not sure. You can go ahead and cover it again.
Okay, when the spider bites, the brown recluse spider, it just rots the flesh, and you can't stop it. The Helon stops it in its tracks. Now, I've got some photos before and after where all this took place, and some other things. Some people had diabetic wounds on their toes, and they were going to have the toes amputated, and they started using the Helon on there, and no more talk of amputation.
Wow.
I made a lot of doctor friends down here in Florida, but then I made a lot of enemies too, because a lot of these people, a lot of these doctors that were using our products just loved it. And I wondered why the sales just dropped off. And I talked to them, and they said, we don't want that stuff anymore. I said, why? They said, well, our patients come in here, and we send them home with the Helon and tell them to come back in a week to 10 days. And they call in and said, we don't need to. The Helon solved it. So you're wrecking my business.
Right.
And I thought, whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? But, it's, you know, money talks.
Exactly. It's called the, you know, big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want you to be healed. They want to keep doctoring you and keep giving you medications. Is there any other stories, any other testimonies you have in front of you?
Oh, there's hundreds of them. I don't want to brag, but there's so many things I can't even remember. So many people people have been helped with is anything that traumatizes the skin, if you put this stuff on, it'll work. It cuts and burns and bites and scrapes. It just doesn't matter. It heals it so fast, and it's all natural. That's the beauty of it.
Right. I see that one of the ingredients also, among the many others, is tea tree oil.
Which Absolutely. Tea
tree, yeah, and that's an antiseptic for cuts and scrapes. And tea tree oil prevents infection in cuts and abrasions and may encourage wound healing.
You bet. And we get that from Australia. It's Melaleuca alternifolia is what they call it.
Right.
And it's just great stuff. I mean, the formulation would not be the same without the Melaleuca alternifolia. It just wouldn't be.
Right, right.
So all these ingredients in there have just come together to form something that's just, it's miraculous. I mean, we're blessed. I have to keep telling you, I'm not that smart. We're just blessed.
Absolutely, Ron, absolutely. I'm just so grateful that, you know, I've been a part of your products and your life for 17 years. I've used it myself personally here at home. I'm not always the best of remembering to put those long oven mitts on when I'm baking something and taking it out of the oven. So I use the Helon, and used to, before I started using Helon, it was the old fashioned, you know, put a little bit of butter on there and,
oh, sure.
And but it always scarred.
For sure.
Right.
God, I can't believe it's been 17 years.
17
I'm getting older.
And so when I started using the Helon to put on the burns afterwards, there is no scarring. You can't even tell that I didn't wear that oven mitt, you know?
You bet. And I don't know if we mentioned it before, but stretch marks, when women have babies, stretch marks are just helps so much. I mean, it just reduced down to next to nothing. Yep. But we're finding out the lamb cream. Oh, the lamb cream's going to knock Helon out of first place if I'm not careful. People put lamb cream on everything now.
Ron,
I had a lady out in California that just...
Ron, we're going to a break. Are you going to be able to stay with me for another 30 minutes?
What?
Are you going to be able to stay with me another 30 minutes? We're going to break.
Oh, sure, of course.
All right, see you soon. And Eric, we'll get you on the other side.
For the past 20 years, the Paramol has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Discover the benefits of vitamin B17 and its potential role in supporting overall health and well-being with our Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Their natural bitter apricot seeds and vitamin B17 capsules have high levels of B17, also known as amygdalin, which is a naturally occurring compound found in plant-based sources. At Richardson Nutritional Center Store, they prioritize your health and satisfaction. Their Laetril vitamin B17 capsules are carefully manufactured under strict quality standards to ensure purity and potency. Buy Laetril B17 capsules or bitter apricot seeds today and embark on a natural journey towards wellness. To order, visit thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, or call us at 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We are what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, and how we think. However, it is most important how we think so that we make the appropriate decisions on what we eat, drink, and breathe, says Dr. Eric Llewellyn, Holistic Advisory Board member of the Royal Society of Health in the UK. Only Grown by Nature offers true, organic, whole food supplements that have been proven by multiple peer-reviewed studies to be superior in not only absorption, but retention, and most importantly, utilization within our bodies. The marketing is supported by a foundation of truth in supplementation. Grown by Nature offers and delivers to you and your body whole food nutrients that are lacking in today's diets. To order, call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
For those of you that may be just joining us, my name is Joyce, and I am guest host for the Power Hour radio show today. I have with me Ron Sally, the creator of the products Helon and Lamb Cream. And Ron, I think we have a caller. Eric, are you still there? Did you hold?
Yes, I had a question about the, sounds like the, well, I even have tried the Miracle skin on like a gum situation, and that helped it, but I was thinking you were saying that the lamb cream was what you used on your gums and that the crooked dentist didn't like it.
Ron, I think that was the Helon, wasn't it?
So do you use the Helon for the gums or was it the lamb cream?
Ron, are you still there? Oh. No, Eric, he was saying the Helon. He says he puts a little bit on his toothbrush, and that would have been.
Well, I heard him say that this time, but okay, I was thinking before he was talking about the lamb cream, but okay, so it's the Helon then, because I have tried that, and it does help. So, okay, I didn't know if you knew what the difference between the lamb cream and the sweet feet or something you put on your feet, or is that just a moisturizer? Or is that similar to the lamb cream? I haven't tried that one yet.
Ron, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Ron. Eric is asking, and I could be wrong. He's asking, were you talking about the Helon or the lamb cream that you put a little bit on your toothbrush for your gums?
The Helon.
Okay.
Okay, finally got that figured out.
And Eric, you did mention Ron does have a product called Sugarfoot.
That's what it was. I thought it was Sweetfoot or something. Okay,
absolutely.
It's called Sugarfoot, but I call it Baby's Feet.
It's really good stuff. And my aunt, who raised me when I was a kid, she said, come over here, honey, get up in my lap. Come here, Sugarfoot, and get up in my lap. So I named that after her.
But
it really helps with feet.
What's it doing to our feet, Ron, when we apply it?
It just makes them soft, and even the nails will get better, but especially the areas around the ankle bone and the soles of the feet, it just really, really helps.
Eric, did you have any?
Well, that clears it up about the gums, but the lamb cream is for the eczema. I know someone that's got that.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that helps. Thank you.
You're welcome, Eric. Thank you for your call. Back to the Sugarfoot. Ron, you had sent that to me one time, and I think I called you after a couple of days, and I said, there is nothing like having baby's feet again. I noticed that, like, if dry skin sometimes, especially in the winter months, Sugarfoot would just, I would put it on my, what I did was I put it on my feet before going to bed and put a pair of socks on and then wake up. It was like, I mean, baby soft feet. I didn't have like any dry skin or anything. It was wonderful. And also, that's the Sugarfoot. Back to the lamb's cream. Didn't we have, I think we had a past testimony where someone had called in and was saying they used it like a hand lotion for their cracked, dry hands because they couldn't find anything else to use that was any better than the lamb cream. Do you remember that? Am I right, Ron?
Yeah, you're right. And they also have used it on cracked elbows quite a bit. It just works so really well on the skin. But if you put a little moisture down first and then put the lamb cream on it, it'll go a lot further.
Oh.
Absolutely will.
I'll have to try that.
And a lady out in California who's a dear friend for 25 years, I sent her some lamb cream, and she called me one time and she said, you will not believe what this stuff has done for my hair. I said, well, it's not for the hair. She said, well, when I get out of the shower, I towel my scalp dry, well, damp. And she said, I take a little lamb cream and wet my fingers and massage it in. And she said, my hair is so much more manageable, I can't believe it. And she said, I swear, I think the gray is going away. And I think that's a figment of her imagination, but she's entitled to her opinion.
Right.
I put it on my scalp. Every day I put lamb cream on my scalp and my hair.
I wonder if that would help with, what is that? My son tries to buy special shampoos for, what is that called? Where your skin is flaky in the hair?
Seborrhea?
Maybe. I don't remember what he said it was called. Or just dandruff. I think he just said it was dandruff in his hair. I wonder if that would work for dandruff.
Everybody's different, but my guess is it would certainly help.
It wouldn't hurt to try it, would it, Ron?
Not at all. And I have to tell you this quick story. My wife said, get grief, come in, let me cut your hair in the back of my neck. So she took me in the bathroom and she was cutting my hair. And she said, oh, good grief. I said, what is it? She said, it's your hair. I said, what's the matter with it? She said, it's not white anymore. It's not gray. It's blonde. My hair is the color it was when I was in college.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I tell few people about this.
And that was the lamb cream?
Lamb cream. I use it every day.
Huh. Well.
like a miracle, everybody says, but it works on so many different things. And I hate to keep talking about all the things that it does because people say, oh, you know, this is BS, but it's true. I can't tell you how many different things people use this on that I'm not even aware of. And truck drivers, ooh, they love that lamb cream and the heel on.
Yeah, I was just looking here. I had, Catherine had pulled some testimonies from, I don't know, maybe your website or ours. And there's a lamb cream testimony, truck driver jock itch.
Absolutely. Eliminated it totally.
Yeah, it says
it's not just the truck drivers, athletes have this problem too.
Right. Oh, goodness. For like your feet and things like that, Ron?
Sure. Anything, anywhere there's a problem, you can put that lamb cream in, it'll help. Don't get it in the eyes and don't get it in the mouth.
This this testimony from this truck driver, he says, I drive 1,000 miles a day sometimes and get hot and wet down in that area. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can itch. And I can't wait to hit the showers when I finally arrive. Most of the time, I'll stop at a truck stop and take a shower. I bought the lamb cream and the Helon, which I put in my first aid kit. I read a lot about it, and I think every first aid kit should have.
All right.
It says, I used the lamb, and it worked wonders. No more having to stop and take a shower twice a day. I can just keep it on, he says. And, but yeah, that was, and there's another lamb cream testimony on the eczema. I had been suffering terribly from eczema on my right hand. I couldn't even use the hand for months. It was cracked and bleeding continuously despite several visits to the best dermatologist in the area and, of course, pricey cortisone creams. Absolutely nothing worked that I tried or that was prescribed. I was told about the lamb cream, and it was sent all the way to Belgium for me. After 2 days, there was a huge improvement. After 2 weeks, you could only see tiny traces of dry skin. So after nearly a full year of terrible suffering, the lamb cream had me on the mend after 2 days. I am so grateful for this recommendation and the conversation. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa Troke. I have that letter and her photographs on file. It is kind of her to take time out to send that.
Yes, yes, that is. Well, and like I said, the testimonies help us to share with the listeners and everyone that's tuned in to keep us informed. There's an infected foot testimony that I see here.
Yeah, we have absolutely stopped toes from being cut off, half a foot or a foot, and we're just delighted. And it helps these people because they're in pain. They're in agony and fearful. Great Scott, you can imagine what they go through in their minds about losing their toes or half a foot or even their foot.
Oh, absolutely. And just like that Helon, my brother literally told me, because you can only imagine, you saw the pictures. It was painful. He was in so much pain. And he literally told me after the first application, I asked him about 20, 25 minutes after we put the very first application on the side of his face with the Helon. Mm-hmm. I said, Bobby, what is your pain level right now? He said, my God, I feel so much better. He said, the pain is not as intense as it was. This is helping to manage the pain, even with this bad open wound burn. It was helping with his pain. I just couldn't imagine being burnt so bad like that. How painful it's got to be.
I can't imagine. I know how little burn hurts, but a bad burn like that, I can't imagine it.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing we have to caution is you have to shake that heel on vigorously before each use, because those natural oils in there will tend to layer out. And
yeah,
people
they
forget
sometimes
about it sometimes, but you've got to really shake it.
Yeah, yeah. And just, I think you had that on the label, on the instructions on each bottle. So you guys, anyone that wants to order the lamb or you know, the Helon or the Sugarfoot, you know, go to thepowermall.com. And I think that's where we have some of the testimonies and you'll see the photos. But yeah, these products are just so amazing, Ron. Your wife has got to be very, very healthy. And she probably has the most beautiful feet in the world, right?
Oh, I promise you. She's from Argentina. And I have never met a woman like that in my life. I didn't know women like this existed. She is the kindest, sweetest, smartest person I ever met. And my friend said, she's not that smart. She married your black dumbass. Okay, that's what they said. Everybody underestimates me.
Oh, I bet she's beautiful.
Anyway, life is good. I have no complaints. We really enjoy helping people.
Oh, I know. There's been times where, listeners, I've called Ron. I've had customers call me before, and I really hate giving, you know, even just to sell a product to someone. I hate just saying, yeah, it can do this. I mean, I won't do it if I don't know for sure. I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only way I know to be. And I've literally called Ron Sally saying, okay, this customer is asking me this question, Ron. Help me. And I don't recall any time you haven't answered when I've personally called you for a customer question.
Okay, well, we try. We try to do our best. We'll always tell you the truth.
Oh, and Ron, I know, you know, time is just running so fast. It's amazing to talk to you today. I appreciate you so much. But what about animals? I just remember a story. Do you remember Rose that worked at the Power Mall?
I do. I sure do.
Her horse.
I still talk to Rose every once in a while.
Oh, good, good. Her horse got caught up in a fence line and had very bad cuts, and she used the Helon. Tell me about that.
I can't remember exactly. I think she sent me pictures of before and after, but she put the Helon on there, and it just pulled that skin together rapidly, and there was minute scarring, if any. I can't remember. That was a long time ago, but she sure put it on. It was a gaping wound.
And this is a horse.
I think he ran into barbed wire or something. Something ripped him open.
Right.
But the Helon was used, and it just took care of the problem. But I have to tell you, lamb cream is giving Helon a run for its money.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely. People are using this lamb cream on just about everything. Joint pain, dry skin, cracked knees, not cracked, but cracked skin around the knees and around the ankles, just everywhere. Just don't get it in the eyes.
Right. And I believe the two are very similar in the ingredients. We did post the ingredients of each, the Helon and the lamb cream, on thepowermall.com so that you can see the ingredients in each item. The one big difference that stands out to me, of course, the Helon is an oil formula. And that's why you need to shake it up, because the oils and sediments can tend to settle on the bottom of the bottle. And then the lamb cream is just like it says. It's a cream, so it's a thicker consistency.
Is there a staff?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Mm-hmm. But we did post the ingredients on both items so everyone could see those. I believe it's up already. If not, it will be soon. But I remember using the Helon for my cat. My cat, you know, it was my, I don't have it any longer, but I have a new cat, which some of my listeners, when they call, they hear him talking in the background because he's a talker. Right. Meow, meow, meow. So, but my cat that I had at the time was an outdoor cat and very protective of the yard. And he would not allow any other cat to get, you know, in the yard. It was like, this is my perimeters and you do not cross this perimeter. So I went out one day because I heard the scuffling. You know, the two cats were fighting. And then my cat, his name is Sebastian, after the fight was done, he's kind of laying on the front porch. And I think he got, you know, the worst end of the deal. But his ear and kind of below the ear area was really, you know, kind of had some holes, some claw marks and some bite marks. And it wasn't a pretty sight at all. But I did. I brought him in and I cleaned up the wound. Then I started applying the Helon. And within 3 days, I mean, it was like closed shut. There was, you couldn't even tell where he had been into a cat fight. I think he was a little mellower after that because he got his, you know, cat butt kicked.
But, you know, not many people are going to believe you when you tell these stories.
Well, and that's why we have you on the air, because at this radio show, you can share with friends and you can share with family. So that's why it was important for me to do an interview with you, because of our past relationship and the years that we have been together as a team trying to get people the information they need in on these products of yours. I would not have an empty cabinet with no Helon or lamb cream in it.
Okay, and, well, God bless you. But I tell you, you can tell 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we can talk about the same thing and no stories will ever change because they're absolutely true.
Isn't that the truth? I was reading another Helon testimony. It says, cancer scarring. This testimony was sent by a woman who had skin cancer on her forehead, and her doctor did what's known as a MOHS procedure, in which layers of the skin are removed and examined until they are sure they got all of the cancer. Her doctor told her she's going to have a pretty bad scar there. She used the Helon and told her doctor, I don't think so.
I remember this lady.
Did you?
She lived not too far from where I live. Well, she's moved back to Pennsylvania, somewhere back east now. But she's left the Naples area. But we were good friends after that, I promise you.
Oh, so it's actually someone that you knew?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we met her at some class somewhere, and we were just friends immediately. Just, you know how people get together, they just like each other for some reason.
Exactly.
And she told me she had these problems, and we got the product to her, and it just eliminated the problem. We had the before, I don't know if you had the before, during, and after photos, do you?
Of the forehead? I think Catherine has those. I don't, okay. But I will ask her to send those to me.
I've got them somewhere in the file, but she was just elated. We help so many people, and I tried desperately to get it into the fire departments here in Naples, Florida.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I have a real problem getting it in because there's so much political stuff that goes on. And even give it to them. That's all I was trying to do, is just give it to them for them and their families, because they get some really bad burns sometimes.
Absolutely.
And they'll penetrate that market.
They should be buying Helon by the caseloads, by the truckload, Ron.
Well, we'd give it to them. We're not going to charge them for it. I mean, all the stuff they do for the community, I can't possibly charge them.
Oh, bless your heart, Ron. My goodness.
Well, that's the way this community works. And there's some good people in Naples, I have to tell you.
Now, were you affected by any of... You live in Florida. Were you affected by any of those storms that went through?
Oh, sure. Way back there, I think Ian hit, and it scared the pants off of me. Boy, that thing was bad. In fact, my wife and I went to a shelter. We didn't stay in our home. We went to a really strong structure. There was all kinds of people in there. And you could look up at the transoms above the door, and you could see palm trees flying by. And I thought, oh, my Lord, what are we going to go back to? But our home was not damaged.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we were blessed. But they're scary. I promise you they're scary.
Oh, my goodness.
And I saw that storm out in the Gulf, and I said, that thing's not going to bother us. And it came straight on a string to Naples, Florida, just like it was had an arrow on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Tore this town up pretty bad.
Oh.
And downtown, all the shops had, you know, 1, 2, 3 feet of water in them down on Fifth Avenue South. Just did a lot of damage. But we survived.
Thank
everybody
God.
Everybody helped everybody in this town. That's the one thing I really noticed when I first moved here. I had family move here in 1993. And now I know why. And it's just a good group of people everywhere.
Well, and every community needs togetherness, especially in today's times and everything that's going on. We need to take care of each other. We need to look after each other and be there for each other.
Well, that's for sure. That's what I'm here for, is just to help people out as best I can. We give away as much as we sell, but that's where my heart is. I can't help it.
Well, and there you go. You have a wonderful product, and God blessed you with the intelligence to formulate it back, way back when. And you give and receive. You know, that's just a wonderful gift from God, that you're helping others, and He's blessing you with being able to give away these products when necessary. And Ron, I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the Power Hour radio show today. God bless you, Ron. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate all the people getting involved in this thing. All we want to do is help.
Thank you, Ron. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.